Under the bill, no city or county in Iowa may adopt a policy that discourages enforcement of federal immigration laws or keeps police from inquiring about the immigration status of someone in detention. The bill's main champion, Denison Republican Stephen Holt, said it's all about traditions already in place to keep Iowans safe.
Senate File 481 enforces the rule of law, ensuring the traditional cooperation that has existed between state, local, and federal authorities continues to be the norm.
But Holt said communities around the country who've declared themselves sanctuaries for immigrants are thumbing their noses at the rule of law. Democrats said the bill perpetuates a myth linking immigrants to serious crimes. They say it will erode the trust between police and immigrants, and they say it's aimed at winning the votes of fearful Iowans. Debate turned angry with Des Moines Democrat Bruce Hunter.
Your view of these cities perpetuating criminal immigrants is both narrow-minded and somewhat prejudicial. In fact, many communities have...
Stage point.
That is completely uncalled for in this debate.
Gentlemen, please approach well.
And that's Bondurant Republican Zach Nunn and House Speaker Linda Upmeyer. In particular, the bill says Iowa law enforcement should continue to detain an undocumented immigrant who's being held for a crime if the feds submit a detention request. But some Iowa counties require a warrant or a judge's order as well. And Iowa City has offended the bill's backers with its policy forbidding the use of local dollars to enforce immigration laws. Cedar Rapids Democrat Art Stade grilled Representative Holt about that policy.
Say, what law enforcement officer in the Iowa City area or Johnson County that you were talking about has disrupted one of their agencies or immigration enforcement or an ICE official from doing their job?
And I have no way of knowing that since we have no enforcement mechanism in place at this time.
And I can tell you, every agency out there, if they are contacted by ICE and asked to help, they will help.
And that's Democrat and retired Newton police officer Wes Breckenridge. Representative Holt honored the memory of a young Council Bluffs woman, Sarah Root, who was struck and killed by a drunk driver, an undocumented immigrant who could have been deported. Orange City Republican Skylar Wheeler added this.
We had a case back in the 90s where a young man was stabbed to death by an illegal immigrant in Hayward, Iowa. So there's also been some other cases, too, that have been swept under the rug. But I would tell you, I'm not worried about this bill. I'm not concerned one bit.
An organization known as the Iowa Minuteman Defense Corps is the only group registered for the bill. In contrast, says Ames Democrat Beth Wessel Crochell.
But there are 33 groups opposed to this bill. I don't know if I've ever worked on a bill that had so much opposition to it.
I'm not sure if I should yell today or cry today or curl up and hide today.
And that's Waterloo Democrat Timmy Brown Powers.
What is it that we are afraid of, people?
But Representative Holt says the biggest group of all supports the bill.
They're not a lobby group that supports this legislation. That's the people of Iowa and the people of the United States. It will be an ounce of prevention so that some places in Iowa don't decide they want to become San Francisco.
The bill was approved on a vote of 55-45 as immigrants and their advocates watched from the balcony. Henry Livenow is originally from El Salvador.
So we are not Arizona. This is Iowa. We don't need law like that.
The bill goes back to the Senate, where it originated last year. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.